Double Bubble, can I help you?
Yeah, hi, good morning. Looking for Anthony.
Oh, Anthony no longer owns this facility. It's me now.
Oh, when'd that happen?
February.
February, so kind of recently. Well,
can I help you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I was just reaching out to you guys. I sent an offer probably 2 weeks ago or so. Looks like it was based on some of the funding you guys did with Eastern. Does that ring a bell? That wasn't you?
Would have been what was, well, I ended up not going with Eastern, but what was the offer?
Well, basically, the business had gotten pre-approved, $250,000 on some equipment and working capital. Just wanted to circle back with you guys and see if you guys had anything in the pipeline where you might need some financing.
What kind of rate is it?
Well, it all kind of comes down to what you look like on paper. We got a couple different programs. Like I said, we do both equipment financing and working capital. On the equipment side, it's like a traditional loan. You have a typical line, like a typical car loan. So you have a 2 to 5 year plan. You got monthly payments, and the rate usually starts in like the mid single digits, so roughly around 4 to 5%.
Well, actually, when I bought that facility, I rolled a couple of equipment loans all into the one single note now. It's a significant size. It's like $180,000.
Uh-huh.
I'd be interested in rewriting it with you if I'm going to save some points, but I think I'm around 6% with that one.
Oh, you're about 6% with that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, what would you be getting for equipment if you're looking into? Are you going to get some new equipment, or are you thinking of trying to paying off the loan?
Well, I like a single payment, so that's why I had about three equipment loans, and then I was taking out some money to buy the laundromat, because I have a second laundromat that I've owned for 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And so right now everything is in one note. However, my larger store, the one I've had for 3.5 years, is actually moving to a new location. Along with it, I'm going to be picking up some equipment that I was planning on just funding through the equipment manufacturer.
Oh, I see. Some in-house.
Yeah. But again, I mean, if you have rates, you know, 4 or 5, then it would be worth saving some money to rewrite everything with you. I don't know if that's a real.
Well, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, we'd love to see what we can do for you. Let me ask some qualifying questions to see what we can get you eligible for. What would you be using the equipment for, and what is it? Is it new or used equipment that you're looking into?
Well, my existing loan is a mixture of my existing equipment and the business itself.
Mm-hmm.
What I'd be adding to my new store is some replacement washing machines.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be new.
So you want to replace some washers, and you said with the store that you're in now, you're going to be doing what with that?
I'm in two stores right now.
Right.
My landlord's making some changes in the plaza, and I'm moving to a new facility within the plaza. Bigger, everything. Great.
Yeah.
It's all good stuff. We're growing.
That's great.
And as a part of that move, I don't want to move old shitty equipment. I'm actually going to replace some of it. So I'm looking at picking up, I think, 6 or 7 washers.
Okay, gotcha. Now, what is your expected return on investment on something like that?
Well, I mean, if I finance it with the manufacturer, I would be taking probably a 6 or 7 year note, so it would have paid itself off within that time.
Gotcha. Okay, so we beat or match that. I mean, beating it, obviously, would be the best part. So that would save you some money that way. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Now, when you look
into... Like I said, I have my master loan, my larger loan, which
uh-huh.
is all of my 3.5 years of growing and buying the second laundromat from Anthony, is around $182,000 right now. And if that's something I could rewrite and add the new machines with you at a better rate overall, then it's a no-brainer to me.
Mm-hmm. So you're looking to rewrite a loan that's already out. That's roughly around $180,000?
Yes.
Is that what you gather? Okay. Gotcha. And what are you looking to do this by? When is the... How soon?
I'm supposed to move into my new facility the 1st of August.
Okay. So coming up. Gotcha.
Very quick.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So, I mean, do you have a vendor that you work with to get the machines?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay. And have you worked with these guys before?
Yes, he's my favorite by far. I've admired everybody else. They all suck.
Nice. You got a pretty good relationship with them. Okay.
Yeah, relationship. He's actually designing the whole new store layout and everything.
Wow. And you got a quote or an invoice?
Not yet. We're not at that point.
Oh, no problem, no problem. I mean, we can submit the application process without it, as long as you got a ballpark of the idea of what it's going to cost.
Oh, yeah. If I called him, he would give me an estimate right off the bat.
Okay. And they offer in-house financing, so they were saying 6 to 7%?
The manufacturer offers that.
Okay.
It was zero down, and it's usually in the 6 area, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Manufacturer does. Okay, so how long have you guys been in business for?
My store in Milford has been 3.5 years. I've owned it, but it's been there for about 20, if not more, probably 30. And the one in Upton, I just bought it this year, but that's been there for probably 20 years as well.
Okay.
And now, just 3 weeks ago, I bought the dry cleaner next door to my store in Milford that I'm combining into my new store all in one shot. So I'm going to have dry cleaning and laundromat.
Okay, gotcha. All right. And then, I mean, how would you rate your credit? Good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Yeah, I'm in like the low 700 right now.
Okay.
I fight that because it's so difficult because I'm doing so much at once with this business. So I'm constantly doing something with my credit. So it makes it look worse, but I know I'm a good egg. I don't have anything late ever or anything like that.
Gotcha. I no problem. I mean, we got programs that work with credit tiers from A to D, and you know, you've financed equipment before.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Okay, great. So I mean, what was that process that they did with you? I mean, how long did it take, and what did they say?
Going through the equipment manufacturers, it's painless because my sales guy does it all. You know.
Uh huh.
When I did the refinancing of all of them into one loan, and then bought the second laundromat. I did that through a bank on my own, and you know, that was like going through a freaking mortgage. It was kind of a hassle, but we got it done. They gave me a good deal, and I rolled everything to one payment, which was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. So, I mean, the great thing with us, we got a match or bead policy. So if you get anything that's better than us, you know, you shoot that over. I'll send that to my underwriter and. We'll be able to get that beat. Now, just out of curiosity, you know, what's going to happen if you don't get the equipment? I mean, it sounds like you're going to get it no matter what, but just curious.
I'm getting it. I'm getting it.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
I have no doubts that the manufacturer is going to give me the funding to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's a no-brainer because the equipment I'm replacing has only got another couple of years life in it anyway, so I'm not going to spend the money to move them. Only to replace them in 2 years.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, gotcha. Well, I mean, from the sound of it, our equipment financing program's probably a pretty good fit for you. What I'd like to do is just send over an application to you. It's a one-page app. Our process is really simple, actually. All I'll need is a one-page app from you, 6 months of bank statements, and your most recent tax return. With that,
I also have a full-time job along with these businesses, so I'm assuming you'd want to see finances from each, my regular job and my business.
Yeah, why don't you do that? Just this way we don't have to keep circling back, get it all in one shot. So, I mean, exactly, the six-month statements, the one-page app, your current job.
Right over. My email address is Steve, S-T-E-V-E.
Mm-hmm.
At dblaundryservices.com. Mm-hmm. So it's double bubble dblaundryservices.
Laundryservices.com. Great. I'll put the documents together. Just shoot that right over to you. And then the sooner you get it back to me, then the sooner I get it to my underwriter, and we'll get you an answer in 24 hours.
All right.
All right. What's a good time for me to follow up with you?
I don't know. Next week sometime.
Next week? Sounds good. How about Wednesday, or would you like Monday?
Wednesday's probably better.
Wednesday's a little bit better for you? Okay. All right. We'll do Wednesday. Right. And your name was?
Steve.
Steve, that's right. Okay, Steve. Once again, I'm Matthew. I'll put together something. Just look for an email from Bank of Cardiff. Okay. All righty. And then we'll get you set up, and I'm sure we'll be able to get you a good rate. This doesn't sound like it's going to be a problem with this.
All right, man.
All right. Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.